This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in super friend of the show, Chris Rhodes. He's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know him from the NFL Network, the MLB Network, Battle Bots, and just being an all-around great guy from Northeast Ohio. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right, let me ask you some quick questions here about, you know, how the NFL and what's going on with college football are going to equate. So if you're the NFL and you're looking at the Big Ten and the Pac-12 deciding yesterday they're not going to play, what's going through the NFL's mind as far as the transition into next season and the draft? What do you think?
Well, as we all know, the NFL just kind of goes about its business. Does that mean they'll push the draft a little bit? I think here's what you're going to see. This thinks for fans of Ohio State football, but there's going to be a mass exodus. Kids that are draft eligible will not stick around and play. They just won't. When you're talking about the possibility of, you know, securing some money and realizing your dream of playing in the NFL, you might love Ohio State. You might love playing Saturdays, college football, all that sort of stuff. But when you're talking about it, perhaps will come at the cost of hurting you with your next, your paying job, that's a no-brainer. And a lot of agencies are going to get in these kids' ears and say, hey, come on, we'll prep you for the draft and let's go. Because the draft, in my opinion, the draft's not going to get pushed back to, you know, July 4th. That's not going to happen. So it's really going to be incumbent on these kids to just make a decision for themselves.
Do you think the NFL, Chris, makes major adjustments because of this? Or do you think they just go ahead and say, all right, hey, Justin Fields, you want to be drafted? Come on out. Here we go. I think that the NFL might slide it a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, I that's what I'm saying, is that I think there will be some wiggle room is my guess. But, yeah, not a ton. You know, Justin Fields is an interesting guy because you're talking about being a one-year starter. I'm sure he wanted to get more reps and show his skill set. Now, is that going to prevent him still from being a top five pick in the draft? Probably not. But, you know, there's going to be some teams taking a leap of faith on guys. You know, Mitchell Trubisky was a one-year star at North Carolina. The Bears ended up moving up a pick to go get him, and look where they are with him. So there's always that fear when you're talking about a one-year quarterback.
Chris, not that I think this is going to happen, so don't get me wrong on this, but what if the SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC all say, you know what, all right, Pac-10, Big 10, you were right, we're going to move the entire thing to spring. Do you think that would give the NFL some flexibility to want to change, knowing? I mean, the big picture is, the NCAA is a free feeder system for the NFL. And if that was the scenario, do you think the NFL would take that into consideration? Or, yeah, again, just hard, steadfast, we are the NFL. We do what we want to do.
Well, I mean, I don't think my answer is going to change, which is okay. I imagine there's wiggle room, but I don't think it's going to be months, is what I'm saying. There is one other thing to watch out for, guys.
Okay.
With the Big Ten and the Pac-12 not playing in the fall, but perhaps the SEC and the Big 12 and the ACC playing, you are also going to see some guys who are close to graduating get their degree online as quickly as they can and go play for other schools. You might see that in a handful of instances.
Well, yeah, we just talked to Tim May, who used to work for the Dispatch, who works for Letterman's Row. He said there are plenty of guys that are graduated that are still playing.
Yeah,
you know, and those guys. And will the NCAA let them transfer that quick? That's the, because I think if your school is not playing football at this time, that the NCAA has an obligation to let those guys go play somewhere else.
Let's stop right
there.
That's
what I think. But yeah,
let's stop right there. You're actually using your brain.
Yeah.
When was the last time the NCAA was actually looking out for the general welfare of kids? It might
you
be
win,
the next
Chris.
Time.
100% right. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't argue with you. And we've had some pretty good arguments. I would say we wholeheartedly agree on this one. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. And by the way, I do want to point this out too. We're talking about this strictly from a business. What's it mean for the NFL? What's it mean for the school? This sucks for the kids. It stinks.
It does.
It stinks on so many levels. There's been a true lack of leadership throughout the entire country, throughout. On so many walks of life, whether you're talking political, just business side, and it's a shame. I think it will help us reevaluate what makes a good leader in this country and for businesses moving forward, because I think we've all kind of learned that we need some direction a lot of ways, and we haven't received it.
Can we go baseball?
Absolutely. What's happening? I haven't been paying attention.
Yeah. If you're on a restricted list,
mm-hmm.
and you've been put there by your team, and the guy who put you there, Chris Antonetti, is looking at things, what does this all mean? And when, in other words, I guess maybe to cut to it, when do you expect to see Zach Plesac and Mike Clevenger on a pitching mound again?
See, that one I don't know. I don't know if there will be further punishment, and I don't know how far they're allowed to go with this. I have told you guys countless times in the years that I've been doing this show that I don't care personally about all the noise that happens on the outside of a clubhouse or a locker room. Like, I don't care what we have to say. I don't care what the fans have to say. I don't care about any of that stuff. I care about how things affect a clubhouse, and this affects a clubhouse. I mean, just go listen to what Adam Pletko said last night after his start, and that's all you need to know, because I guarantee you he's not the only one feeling that way. Kevin and I discussed this yesterday on Intentional Talk, and he said, Chris, you know, these guys made a mistake. Like, what do you do? And I said, Kevin, it is a good question. I said, but I'm not going to classify it as a mistake. To me, a mistake is leaving a carton of milk out overnight and it ends up spoiling. Like, that's a mistake. This was a conscious decision made by two guys to put their own fun above the health, not just the betterment of the team, but the possibility of poor health, and including a guy who is a cancer survivor, including a manager who had spent a week in a hospital getting tested. Like, you have to make a conscious decision, and then for Mike Clevenger to sit there in a team meeting, not have the onions to stand up and say, you know what, guys, I got to get out of here because I was with them too last night, and I don't want to affect all you guys. How does that play in the clubhouse? Now, I know how I would feel, but I'm not a professional baseball player, and I don't have a relationship with those guys the way that those dudes do. You know, like, it's easy for us to shoot arrows at Plesac and Clevenger, because none of us have a relationship with them. But take this into your work. Think of the people you've been around for years that you know well, that you socialize with. And if they disappointed you, would you just turn your back on them? Would you be willing to listen to them? Is an apology enough? Like, that's what you have to decide. And that's what's going through the minds of a bunch of ballplayers today.
Chris, I'm just curious because I want a national perspective on this, and you gave us – and sometimes I think of your perspective on this as a Cleveland perspective, so no disrespect on this. But other guys, and I know you don't really care what they think, but I'm also wondering what it's like for other national media guys to look at this story and their perception of what we're seeing. Because, Chris, you and I sound a lot alike on this, and you know, Jeff's on this too, but we're sitting here and we're in the middle of it. I'm wondering mm-hmm. what it looks like on the outskirts and what the perception is there.
It's not good. It's really not good because this is really the first time in the sport. We don't know exactly what the Marlins did. We did, you know, they came out and were steadfastly denying that they were carousing around the town in Atlanta. With St. Louis, you had heard the rumors about them maybe going to a casino, and John Mozeliak shot that down. He's their GM. With the Indians, these guys were out. You know, they weren't grabbing a cup of coffee. They were out. We know that. And so that's hard to stomach. And I think a lot of national people are looking not at the organization poorly, because I think actually a lot of people have defended the Indians. I think there's some question as to why they knew Plesac, but they didn't know Clevenger. And I think that that's what everybody's trying to get to the bottom of. But, you know, that's going to be a scarlet letter for these guys moving forward. And I'm going to cut Zach Plesac some slack here. He issued a statement Sunday night. He went on social media yesterday. Could he do something visually where we see his face and issue that on social media? He could, but I think he has taken the right steps, and I think that the organization, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, feels like he's a kid, really good kid, that made a silly mistake. I think they're a little more worried about the other guy. If I had to guess, and I don't know that. I don't know it, but I'm guessing. If I had to read this right.
I threw this out there yesterday. And with the other guy, he's coming back from a knee injury. He's pitched okay, certainly. But, you know, compared to the other guys in the rotation, probably not as well. And he is arbitration eligible next year. And he's going,
yeah, he's
going
gone.
To be 30. He's going to be 30. Is he gone? You going to trade him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he will be traded. I think there was a possibility of him being traded in this past offseason. I think he's the one. Now, you're not going to get much for him. I think that he will be undervalued based on this. He's a good pitcher. He's passionate about the sport. He's got a big personality. You know, like I said, I would really be curious to find out what the rest of the team feels like. Because to me, and I've been discussing this with my family, you know, they're all huge, you know, Indians fans. And I said, do you think that there's a difference between what Zach Plesac did and Mike Clevenger did? And my boys, who are 19 and 14, are like, hell yes, there is. Like they said, he sat in that room and lied to those guys. There's a difference, don't you think?
Yeah, yes. I think he sat there quiet. I also think that
hold on,
I crushed
Andy.
Him yesterday.
Andy.
Yeah. Yes. He sat in the room. That's all that matters. Yeah.
He sat in the room. Like, we've all made mistakes. And I have a bunch of people on Twitter. They're saying, hey, listen, you know, these guys, they just went out. They didn't break any laws. You're right. You're right. In some cases, they actually did something that's worse. They betrayed the people they work with and go to battle with. Like, that's tough for those guys to stomach. I know it's not worse than breaking a lot of laws. But do you understand what I'm getting at? Like, there's...
Oh, I'm with you 100%. Like I said to Jeff yesterday, and, you know, we got into this, I was like, he's a horrible teammate. What he did, that was as a teammate with a group of guys that set out their own rules in the beginning of the season, that's what makes you a bad teammate. That's a bad teammate.
And there are times, listen, they've all dealt with, you know, guys get in fights all the time. Guys don't like each other, like that sort of stuff. But when you go and do that sort of thing, that's the thing that can rip the fabric of a team apart. And that's why I loved seeing what Frankie posted yesterday and said yesterday. You know, this is where a guy like that is going to seriously earn his dough. You know, I heard from Andre Knott during the game report that Frankie did not speak during the meeting and that he wanted to listen to all of his teammates. And I think that's really wise on his part. But then he's probably going to have to start speaking starting today to make sure this thing doesn't go sideways.
All right, Chris, we got to roll. And I know you got to roll because you got a lot of things going on. We appreciate your time. Thanks, man.
Hang in there, guys. This will be
really
interesting the way it plays out. I don't know. I don't know which. I don't have a feeling for it, but it'll be interesting.
Chris, thanks. I had a million more baseball questions for you. Maybe I'll ask you offline. I'll start texting you. Thanks, man. All right. He is Chris Rose, and obviously we are good friends with him. And, of course, he's on MLB Network. He is on the NFL Network. He is on BattleBots. He's all over the place. And, by the way, all of his baseball information brought to you by our good friends at WOW, Super Fast Internet. That's our baseball update brought to you by WOW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.